This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for March 7th. I'm Paul Plack. Another failure of the Taurus XL launch vehicle Saturday has seeded a new reef in the South Pacific with NASA's $424 million Glory satellite. A shroud intended to protect the satellite during ascent refused to open when the time came. The U.S. Air Force had better luck Saturday at Cape Canaveral, where a second X-37B unmanned space plane made a successful liftoff for another mysterious mission. Amateur orbit trackers now have their hobby back. Goodrich Corporation reports completion of dedicated flight test conditions for certification of its new electrically actuated brakes for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. The FAA and the European Union formally signed an agreement Thursday to work together on research aimed at providing seamless air traffic service to aircraft flying between the U.S. and Europe. Yesterday's first official day of Hilly Expo 2011 in Orlando featured the introduction by Eurocopter of its new EC-145T2, a display of a new TACView Windows XP-based portable mission display from Esterline CMC Electronics, and the debut of the new Bell Helicopter website. AV Seminars is now offering flight instructors a convenient and effective webinar series for renewing their CFI credentials. The 8-day, 2-hour-per-day series begins March 28th. Data compiled by EAA and the FAA suggest young eagles are more than 5 times as likely to earn pilot certificates as the general population. NBAA has come out against an FAA proposal to require a valid security reason to shield the flight status of a private aircraft from online aircraft situation displays. And TSA let a guy on a flight at JFK with box cutters in his carry-on. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves wants the FAA to require a type rating to fly advanced composite general aviation airplanes. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.